Blog Talk Radio.
Bibles, please, to Psalms, that's spelled P-S-A-L-M-S 1. And I am going to read that in your hearing as well as Genesis 43 that is on my program says that I skipped it, but I did not. Before I went to my cousin's funeral, I read it on that Friday evening, so I will read it for you, your hearing again today. But nonetheless, turn to Psalms 1, and I am going to read my papa's favorite scripture. It reads, "Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night." For those of you who were, I saw on a program, this preacher didn't know whether or not you should meditate. Here it is in the Bible. It says, and I hope he hears this, you are to meditate. That's to think about whatever subject, day and night. Well, our father, my grandfather thought about the law of the Lord, day and night. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, like a leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Thank you, Father. And the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, thank you, God, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I've read to you the entire Psalms 41. When you have a chance, read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, but my reason for getting on today is to let you know today is one of our Father's in Heaven's annual feast days. So, today is the Day of Atonement. It's a day of fasting and repentance. Repentance means to be sincerely remorseful. That means deep regret for the wrongdoings that you have done in your lifetime, and be sincere about it. That's why I come to you today to tell you this is our Father's holy day. It is our feast day. It's called the Day of Atonement. That's where we fast and repent for the wrong things that we have done that we know about. Some things we don't even know that we've done wrong. And I need to hurry up because I don't read that fast to you. Hopefully I will do read the entire chapter of Genesis 43 in your hearing, although it's on the computer, but I have not read it to you. But I did read it to you on that Friday before I had gone to another city to funeralize my cousin or to be at his funeral. Let me just tell you, this is the Feed My Sheep show. And I am Sandra Harris. Today is Wednesday. I'm happy to be with you. I thank God for that. And I'm glad you are here listening to this program. I am to remind you of today's date. That is the Day of Atonement. And by the way, I want you to know that I came from a Baptist church. I did not know of these annual feast days until I left there. And I joined another church. It's a Seventh-day Adventist church. I just left that church on my own. I did not tell my pastor that I was leaving, but I left a few years ago. Nonetheless, I'm telling you. Now, everybody that's listening to me know that I do not go there, and especially since I have gotten sick, and, well, I have had a stroke, so I have not gone back there to this day. But nonetheless, let me read to you. I want you to know what is in Genesis 43. I am going to start reading that to you so that they cannot say or accuse me. You know, the devil is the accuser. I forget where I read it, but he is accuser. He has accused me before. And when he accused me, he disappeared. Nonetheless, He brought me before a group of people. I should not tell you this because I want to write the book. I'm lazy. I'm writing one more book before that. And hopefully I will get it out where you can purchase it before Christmas time. Nonetheless, I want to read to you. I want you to read along with me. Genesis chapter 43, verse 1. And let's read until we finish. And the famine was sore. That means severe in the land. And it came to pass when they had eaten up the corn which they had bought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, go again, buy us a little seed, a little food. And Judah spake unto him, saying, the man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, we shall not see face. He said, ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. If thou wilt send your father with us, we will go down and buy thee food. Now, let me read that again. It says, he's saying, Judah is saying, if you will send our brother with us, we will go down and buy the food, buy you food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, you shall not see my face except your brother be with you. And Israel said, wherefore deal ye so ill with me as to tell the man whether ye had yet a brother? And they said, the man asked us strictly of our state and of our kindred, saying, is your father yet alive? Have ye another brother? And we told him, according to the tenor, and that's his voice, the tenor of his words, which we certainly knew that he would say, bring your brother down. And Judah said unto Israel, And Judah said unto Israel, his father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die. But both we and thou, and also our little ones, I will be surety for him of my hand. I will be surety of him of my hand. Thou shalt require him. If I bring him not unto thee, set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever. That's what Judah said to his father Israel, whose name was changed to Israel. His name was Jacob. Remember, our Father in heaven changed his name to Jacob. Verse 10, except we lingered, surely now we had returned the second time. And his father Israel said unto him, if it must be so now, do this, take the best fruits of the land in your vessels and carry down the man a servant, a present, a little balm, and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds, and take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again. Excuse me, I just belched again. Verse 12, and take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Peradventure means perhaps it was an oversight. Take also your brother and arise. Go again unto the man, and God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he will send away your brother, your other brother, and Benjamin. Remember, Joseph kept one of his brothers in case they did not return to Israel with their younger brother, Benjamin. I am bereaved, that is, deprived. And that's what their father is saying unto them, that I be bereaved, that I am bereaved. Verse 15, and the men took that, excuse me, someone is knocking at my door. Hold on a moment. My sister is getting the door for me. Okay. Let me sit back in my chair and pick up where I left off at. It says, take also your brother and arise and go unto the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother, Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved, that is, deprived. Verse 15, and the men took their presents and took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and arose and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. They don't know yet that Joseph is their brother. Those men do not know that yet. Verse 16, and when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, bring these men home and slay and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph bade, that is, ordered. And the men brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house. And they said, because of the money that was returned in our sacks at first time we were brought in, that he may seek the occasion against us and fall upon us and take us for bondsmen in our, the word is asses, but I remember telling you that I would no longer say that word. I would use donkeys instead. So I'm going to say in donkeys. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed means talk with him at the door of the house, and said, "Oh, sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass when we came to the end that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of the sack, our money in full weight. And we brought money it again in our hands." Let me read that again, verse 21. And it says, "And it came to pass when we came to the end that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sacks, and our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hands." And other money have we brought down in our sacks to buy food. We cannot tell you who put our money in our sacks. And he said, "Peace be unto you. Fear not, your God and the God of your fathers. Your father has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money." And he brought Simon unto them. He brought Simon out unto them. Remember, Joseph kept one of the brothers until they came back. And the brother that they kept was Simeon. I just pronounced his name Simon, but it was wrong. He kept Simeon. And the man brought men to Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave their donkeys provider, that is food, donkey food. And they made ready the present against Joseph came at noon. And let me read verse 25 again for your hearing, hopefully better. "And they made ready the presents against Joseph came at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare, and said, 'Is your father well, the old man of whom you spake? Is he yet alive?' And they answered, 'Thy servant and our father is in good health. He is yet alive.' And they bowed down their heads and made obeisance, that is, they paid homage or respect. And remember, in his dreams as a young lad, he was telling them that he saw them bowing down to him, but he did not know why. And this is why: because they came to buy food, from him over in Egypt. So the men, they bowed down. They were paying homage to him by bowing down. Verse 29. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your younger brother of whom I had to belch?" I'm so sorry. I apologize. "And still better, of whom you spake unto me?" And he said, "God be gracious unto you, my son." And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chambers and wept there, and washed his face, and went out, and refrained him, and said, "Set on bread." And they set on for him by himself, and for them verse 32, and they set on for him by himself, and for them by themselves, and for the Egyptians which did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews. Remember that Joseph and his brothers, they are Israel's children, and Israel is a Hebrew. He's supposed to be, according to Nasser, when I looked at PBS a long time ago, he said those people that left Israel were black people. And these people that are over there, they're not black. They should have been, but they were not. And you'll find that in Revelation 2 and 9, as well as in Revelation 3 and 9, that those people who are saying that they're Jews are not. They are the children of Satan. Read it for yourself. Read Revelation 2 and 9 again, as well as 3 and 9. You'll see for what I'm saying to you, that those people there, they are not Hebrews. For that is an abomination unto the Egyptians. That's why they thought that the Egyptians should not eat with them, because they were, in the Egyptian sight, detestable to them, an abomination. Verse 33, and they set before him the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his birth, or to his youth. And the men marvel one at another. And he took and sent masses unto, let me read verse 34 again. And he took and sent masses unto them before him, but Benjamin mass was 5 times as much as any of theirs. Masses means portion. Benjamin's portion was 5 times as much as any of theirs. And they did drink and were merry with him. Merry, M-E-R-R-Y, means that they were happy with him. And let me tell you sheep again why I can't this broadcast today. It is in honor of our Father God on our Father's annual day, his feast day, the Day of Atonement. It is a day of fasting and repentance. If you have anything that you are sorry or feel remorseful about, say it and pray to your Father. That's what you are to do today, as well as I. And what I have done, I have decided to pray. But when you pray in Matthew chapter 6, you are to fast and anoint your head and wash your face. That's what you're to do. When you are fasting, Matthew 6, verse 17 will tell you what to do. You are to, as when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. Because many of you may not know that when you are fasting, that is what you should do. Let me tell you what our Father in heaven fasting days are. As a matter of fact, I forgot to say a prayer. Let us say a prayer right now to our Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for this day of fasting along with your other days of feast. And I will say them later on to our people who are listening. Nonetheless, thank you for this day, Father. I thank you for giving us good health. I thank you for giving us prosperity. I thank you for keeping a day where we can pray to you. I thank you for keeping, well, for our day being without, I'm trying to think of the words that I normally say when I pray to our Father in heaven. I think that you thank you for your constant protection from the devil, for blessing us with the day. You are keeping natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from us, Father. Thank you for giving us health and prosperity and giving us the mind to forgive one another. I say that prayer if you can understand it, and I know that you can, Father. You know what is in my heart. I hope those who are listening as well know that I come before them trying to be obedient to you. Now, but I thank you in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus the Christ. Amen. Father, these are your days. We are to remember. We are to keep your Sabbath day holy at every Saturday. And I do try to do that, Father. You are there. There is the Passover, and that celebration day, or feast day, has passed. It was on March the 30th. The next day was the Feast of Unleavened Bread, That was on March the 31st through April the 6th, followed by the day of Pentecost on May the 20th. And that is followed by the Feast of Trumpets. That was on September the 10th, where most people may know it as Rosh Hashanah. That's the blowing of the trumpets. And it's the shofar. That's S-H-O-F-A-R. That's what they are to blow. And then today, why I am coming, and I am trying to do what I have been told to do. And I'm trying to celebrate your festival day. And today is the Day of Atonement. All you Christians who are of the religious faith that did not know that you are to listen to me or to listen to today. Today is the Day of Atonement. It's a day of fasting and repentance, known to many people as Yom Kippur. That's spelled Y-O-M-K-I-P-P-U-R, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, excuse me, see, as you normally do. And then following this month, on September the 24th to the 30th, is the Feast of Tabernacles. And that's the day of the fall harvest. That's the day where they set up living temporarily in dwellings. They set on the back of their houses normally, like, and I have not done that, or they are to set up a tent, or they call them booths. They were made of straws back in the day, but now they can buy what is little tents. And on the Feast of Tabernacle, the September 24th through the September the 30th, they lived in those little booths that were set up. Then following October the 1st, that is the last great day. And those are your feast days. Now, let's just tell the 12 tribes who they are. And the preacher that I saw on television telling you countries that are with predominantly white tribes or locations, that pastor was wrong. He was telling you a lie. And I do not think that I am. The 12 tribes of Judah, of Israel, are Judah, African American slaves who got off of the slave ship. Many people do not know that they are African of the tribe of Benjamin, of Israel. Then the tribe of Benjamin, they are the West Indian blacks. Then Levi, they are the Haitians. Ephraim, they are the Puerto Ricans. Manasseh, they are the Cubans. Simeon, they are the Dominicans. Zebulun, they are the Guatemalans. Gad, they are the Native American Indians. Reuben, you are the Seminole Indians. Asher, you are Colombians, and Uruguayans, the Incas, you are from Asia. From Issaquah, they are the Mexicans, or the Aztecs. And Neftali, they are the Argentinians, or Chileans. Those are the things that you should know. And I am trying to bring those to you. Remember, today is the day of Pentecost. That is the day that you are to forgive. And what you are supposed to do is fast and pray. Right now I am fasting, and you are to anoint yourself. You are to anoint yourself in Matthew chapter 6, verse 17 tells you when you are fasting, you are to anoint your head and wash your face. Do that in remembrance of our Heavenly Father feast day. Of course, I want you to go to Amazon and purchase my 3 books. They are The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plant. When I finish reading chapter Genesis chapter 43, I should have told you that that was the end of our reading of Genesis chapter 43. So I want you to know that I have read it to you so that it won't be sitting on the computer as being not having been read to you. Even though I make mistakes, and my Father lets you know I am not perfect, but I am doing what He told me to do. I'm trying to be obedient. And He told me to feed His sheep. And you listeners, you are His sheep. I thank you for listening. And Blog Talk Radio says there is like, He let me know that there is an unknown entity that is listening to my program. And if it's the guy that I spoke to from upper parts of Virginia, I hope that he lets all his people know. And he did not sound like a hillbilly, or he did not sound like a southerner, where their speech is slow, their dialect is slow. I'm a southerner. Yeah, I'm from the deep south. I thank you for listening. And remember, God loves you, and so do I. Go to Amazon and purchase my books now.
And I know We've got to walk on.
I see the things that my Father does.
Walk on through temptation. Cause He loves. And His wisdom will be our help in aid. I know the truth. And His word will be our salvation.
Deliver us.
Lift up our heart to be thankful and glad. Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Their work.
I know.
Just like nobody can sing like Aretha, no one can sing like you. No one can sing that song that you do.